I didn't start out by saying I want Love and Bloom as my theme song. I would have hated Love and Bloom as my theme song. I don't like it today as my theme song. I like it as a song.
No, no, it's not Isaac Stern. It's you.
I was 36 for years. Then I was 37 and 38. Then we stopped at 39 because 39 is a funny number. 40 isn't. The feud with Fred Allen started by Fred Allen insulting me on his show, knowing that I was going to be listening. And so I answered him. Then he answered me. Then I answered him. We were in the feud for 8 or 9 months before we even discussed it with each other. That's why it was successful.
No, 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 Monsieur Denis. Once more, you have made the same mistake.
I'm sorry. I'll take it again.
Oui. One and two and three and four and... Do not hold your bow too tightly. It will help you play more lightly. Play it softer, not so brassy. Pull your tongue in, you're not lassie.
You know, Professor, if I keep on improving, someday I may play better than Yasha Heifetz.
You should live so long, and you already did.
Thank you.
Now let us try the minuet.
The minuet? Yes, sir.
No. You are forgetting to slide. It is not that. You must slide gracefully. Time.
Now try it. I try it that way. Time.
No. I meant for you to. Well, anyway, the lesson, she is over.
Oh, no, she isn't. We still have 5 minutes. I know, because I set the alarm clock. It'll ring when the hour is up.
Sacre bleu, 5 minutes more.
Yes.
Monsieur Benny, do you mind if I have some water?
Not at all. There's some in the cooler.
That is not enough. I would like to drown myself.
We'll listen to that.
Every good comedian has good timing. They couldn't be good without it. Burns has great timing. Ed Wynn had the greatest. Gracie Allen had probably the greatest. She was the great of all time when it came to timing. You have to have real good timing or you can't exist as a comedian.
When the Federalists had us outnumbered, they killed my workers and took the mine. I had to flee into the hills for my life. After wandering for days, I stumbled exhausted into a camp of insurrectos. At first, they were suspicious. But finally, one of them came over and shook my hand.
You want to shake hands?
Sí.
Then I consider you my friend?
Sí.
You will always help me?
Sí.
Then, to my surprise, he walked away. I turned to go. Someone pulled at my sleeve.
Oh, Senor Irish. Senor Irish.
What is it?
Before you leave, I would like you to meet my little six-year-old son, Tomas.
Oh, hello, Tomas.
Tomas, he is learning to be a magician. He does a wonderful act on the stage with his sister.
Really? So you're a magician, eh, Tomas?
Sí.
Do you have an act?
Sí.
With your sister?
Sí.
What is your sister's name?
Sue.
What do you saw?
Sue.
Sue?
Sí.
Now, wait a minute. Somebody put you up to this. Who was it?
Me.
You?
Sí. Me.
You?
Si.
Who are you?
Sorry.
Si?
Accident, we wrote a couple of stingy jokes. And then they got big laughs, so we, each week or every third week, we would put in a few stingy jokes. And before I knew it, I was a stingy man.
Sure is dark tonight. No moon. Oh, well. Yadda-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum, da-dum, dum-dee-da-da-dum.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
You got a match?
Yes, I have one right here.
Don't make a move. This is a stick-up.
Mister, put down that gun.
Shut up. I said this is a stick-up. Now, come on. Your money or your life? Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.